With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. Monroe voters decide three tax renewals this Saturday. The items are existing taxes that are up for renewal. Mayor Jamie Mayo joins me in studio to share on those measures and how they provide needed funds for a number of services. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Bob.
Well, to clarify, these are three renewals continuing what is on the books for the city, correct?
Right. If I may add, these are very important tax renewals, and we want to emphasize that these are not new taxes, and we're talking about three 10-year renewals of property taxes that we already have.
Let's take a look at these items. The largest, a 1.88 mil tax for maintaining and operating recreational facilities.
Well, of course, we're very proud of our parks and our recreation in the city of Monroe. We have seven community centers, and we have a number of public parks, neighborhood parks, and also major parks, and these funds are distributed throughout the Parks and Recreation Division.
Another item for consideration is a 1.31 mil property tax for maintaining and operating drainage facilities. Mayor, there have been several projects improving a number of pump stations. What will this revenue provide for?
Public Works has to clean, mow, drain, and also grade the ditches to help prevent flooding and street cave-ins. And when you look at some of the past issues that we've had relative to flooding, we've had some challenges throughout the city. But what people don't realize is that we have to address these issues not only when it's raining, flooding, but also when the sun is shining. And so we have to do everything that we possibly can to make sure that we do some preventive measures to help us in that area. We've spent quite a bit of money on drainage, and a lot of those findings have come from these millages that the public has passed for prior years, and that's why we need these fundings.
There's a 1.06 mil property tax for public safety services that's on the ballot. What does this provide for?
Well, you're talking about safety equipment and also the general operating budget. We have a public safety center, which is a state of the art in the city of Monroe. And also you see new cars in the police department. Years ago, we were able to purchase about 9 trucks for the fire department. And there's a number of other equipment that's involved as well. We want to make sure that when there are situations where the public depend on public safety, we want to make sure that we're adequately provided such that we can assist. We certainly don't need to go backwards. We are a number one fire department, which means that there's only 50 out of 45,000 rated communities in the whole United States. So we are in the top 50. So we want to maintain.
I was going to ask if that was a concern, if that rating could be affected if funding at current levels doesn't continue.
Well, there's no question about that. It could be impacted. In fact, we're rated or re-rated, if you will, each and every 5 years. And since I've been mayor, we were able to secure the number one class rating, I believe, in 2002. And each fifth year, we're re-rated. So we're going to be up again in 2015. So if we don't have the amount of equipment, and there's some other factors as well, we could lose that rating. And we certainly don't want to do that because our citizens' insurance would go up, personal insurance, and also business insurance as well. So these are not scare tactics or anything like that. It's real. And that's why we're here trying to emphasize the importance of these tax renewals.
Monroe Mayor Jamie Miller with thoughts on the three tax renewal items coming up this Saturday on the ballot. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.